The first chord we have here is an E-flat 6. So put your first finger on the 2nd string 4th fret, your 2nd finger on the 4th string 5th fret, your 3rd finger on the 3rd string 5th fret, and then your little finger on the 5th string 6th fret. Give me 5, 4, 3, and 2. Next we'll have... This is my 2nd finger on the 4th string 3rd fret, my 1st finger on the 3rd string 1st fret, and my 3rd finger on the 2nd string 3rd fret. Hit those 3 strings. Then slide the 2nd and 3rd fingers up on the 4th and 2nd strings, just slide them on them, up to the 6th fret and hit those. Then we'll have, that's my 1st finger 2nd string 4th fret, followed by my 2nd finger on the 3rd string 5th fret. From there we go to an F minor 7 up on the neck. Bar your 1st finger all the way across the 8th fret, then put your 2nd finger on the 2nd string 9th fret, and your 3rd finger on the 4th string 10th fret. Give me 5, 4, 3, and 2. Then we'll have... This is your 1st finger barring the bottom 4 strings on the 6th fret, your 2nd finger is on the 3rd string 7th fret, and your 3rd finger is on the 2nd string 8th fret. Give me those 4, 3rd, and 2nd strings. Then pick up the 1st string by itself. Then stretch out either your little finger or your 3rd finger to the 2nd string 9th fret. Then go to your 1st finger on the 2nd string 6th fret. Then we'll have this phrase. First chord's an E-flat chord. Take your 1st finger, hold down the bottom 4 strings 8th fret, and your little finger's reaching out to the 1st string 11th fret. Give me the bottom 4 strings. Keep all of this. Now add your 2nd finger to the 4th string 9th fret. Then add your 3rd finger to the 4th string 10th fret, and take your 2nd finger down to the 2nd string 9th fret. Give me the bottom 4 strings. Now let's look at the next phrase.